Press Row segment of Frank Beamer is brought to you by your neighborhood Food City, proud sponsor of the Battle at Bristol, and proud corporate partner of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Food City, value every day.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show, hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. 648-1051, that's the number for the Hardee's hotline here on Press Row. Hardee's has steakhouse stick burgers, hand-breaded chicken tenders, natural-cut french fries, made-from-scratch biscuits, and other delicious options. Your local Hardee's restaurant is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hardee's, the official hotline sponsor here on Chattanooga Sports Leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And it is a pleasure to welcome in on the Hardee's hotline former Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys?
We are doing fine. Thank you so much for taking the time, especially here as the Hokies prepare for Tennessee and the Battle of Bristol. You have been through a preseason and a Labor Day weekend without coaching. Are you having withdrawals, or are you handling this better than you thought?
We're doing all right. I just came from my daughter's down in she's living in Georgia right now. And she just had her second boy, so I've had things on my mind and things to do, so I'm staying busy. And then, of course, my other my son is now coaching at the University of Georgia, and so we went to their game against North Carolina. So I'm staying busy and hanging out with the grandkids a little bit, and we're doing okay.
You know, this Battle of Bristol was announced in October of 2013. I mean, you did your share of photo ops for this event. You know, if I take you back to October 2013, did you expect to be coaching in this game?
Well, yeah, you know, I probably did, yeah. But, you know, I always thought when it was time for me to leave the coaching profession, I would know, and it hit me, and we made a decision, and, you know, I'm glad we left it in such good hands. Whit Babcock is doing a good job, I think, as the athletic director, and Justin has done a fantastic job coaching the team. So they're going to continue to grow and get better, and Virginia Tech's going to get bigger. So that's what I wanted all along.
You know, you mentioned Justin. You know the personnel of this team. Are they getting sold a little short going into Saturday? I mean, that you look at the odds and what people are saying, and not a ton of people are giving the Hokies a chance.
Well, I think we got a good team. You know, the quarterback is the starting a new quarterback, and I think any time you do that, whatever team it is, you know, how well that quarterback can play really makes a difference with your football team. But I think this kid is talented, and, you know, we'll see. But, you know, we got some really good receivers, probably the best receiving group that we've ever had at Virginia Tech as a group, and good running back, a good defense with a lot of experience. So, you know, I think you know, our field goal kicker's back, and a lot of times that guy, Joey Sly, is the difference in the ball game. So, you know, I think they got a good team.
You're listening to former Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, the last time Virginia Tech and Tennessee played in the regular season was in 1937. I think you were a GTA on that staff, weren't you?
That's a little bit before me right there.
Okay. I just was double-checking on the records. How many times did this game almost come about, and it just something didn't work out? It figures like this would have been a pretty easy and pretty competitive intersectional rivalry, especially from about the mid-1990s up until about the late 2000s.
Yeah, you know, I was always for it. And, of course, when you get involved with home games and how much money you're going to make at home and that type of thing, it gets a little difficult. But I was always for it. I thought it was very natural. I thought any time that you can be the only game on or be in a very unique situation, that was a good thing for your football program, the name, the brand of your football program. And then I thought it was natural. There's Bristol, Virginia. There's Bristol, Tennessee. Knoxville and Blacksburg, about the same distance from Bristol. So the racetrack, I've been to that racetrack a bunch of times, and, you know, it's certainly going to be unique, a different setting. So, and last week, Kurt Herbstreit's talking about the game on their show. So, you know, I think it's good for everyone concerned. Two great fan bases will show up, and there's going to be a lot of people in that racetrack come Saturday.
Coach, can you describe the difference in what your job description as a head football coach was from your first year in Blacksburg in 87 to your last year?
Well, you know, it still always got back to the kids and trying to be a difference in their life and have success on the football field. You had to do that. You had to have success before you weren't going to be around long enough to be a difference in their life. So, you know, I think that was different. I think that was about basically the same. I think the difference really was how information got out. Back when I started out, you know, if you had a problem within your football team, you could maybe get to the bottom of it and solve the problem without it being a big issue. But now, if there's a problem, information gets out there right away, and now the public is involved, and it gets a little tougher to solve some problems sometimes.
You're listening to former Virginia Tech coach Frank Beamer here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Coach, I think the best picture I've seen on Twitter all year was the one that Shane took of you playing the game Headbands with your grandkids, where you've got like Nemo or Lightning McQueen that you're having to guess, and your grandkids are looking and laughing. You talked about the time that you've had to spend.
My life has definitely changed.
Yes.
My life has definitely changed, I'll tell you that.
Well, I was going to ask about Shane. Of course, we got a lot of Georgia Bulldog fans here. He's on Kirby Smart's first staff.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got an absolutely loaded position when you think of Blazevich and Harris and Nauta and Warner. How much fun is he having coaching the Georgia tight ends?
Well, he's enjoying it. He's at a great place. You know, I think Georgia's one of the great coaching jobs in the country, and able to get good players there. You know, he really likes Kirby, and Kirby's been a hot coach for a long time. And so, you know, he's really enjoyed it, I think. And having good kids and talented kids, and he's also heading up the special teams, and he knows a lot about that. I mean, not just because he's at Virginia Tech, but he's just always on his own. Did a lot of it for South Carolina when he was there, and Mississippi State when he was there. So, you know, he's enjoying it and really likes being at Georgia.
All right, and you said that last week you were at the Georgia-North Carolina game in the Georgia Dome. This week I assume you're at the Battle of Bristol. How are you going to divvy up your travel schedule between Georgia games and Virginia Tech games?
I've got to figure out on my calendar. You know, we're going to be at one or the other about every weekend. So sometimes we'll be at Virginia Tech's home games, and then the other times we'll be at Georgia there in Athens. So, you know, we're going to split it up and do a lot of traveling this fall.
All right, now, Coach, when we have guests like you, we love to close with like a rapid fire, just the first thing off the top of your head. You ready to play?
I'm ready to go.
All right. What if you had to pick your favorite win at Virginia Tech, what would it be?
Ooh, I think the win over Texas in the 95 Sugar Bowl. I think that was the one that kind of made a difference, beating a name opponent in a major bowl game.
Coach, we heard that you're driving through Chattanooga on your way to Bristol as we speak. Where are you going to have lunch?
Well, we're staying here at the Marriott. Actually, we drove up here last night, and I think we're going to have brunch maybe right downstairs.
Nice.
What was the hardest play?
That?
There you go. Where was the hardest place you had to play during all your time in coaching? What place was just gave you the most fits, the loudest, just the toughest place?
Well, I always enjoyed it loud. I'd much rather play in that stadium than I would a place where about half full and nobody cared who won. So, but I think West Virginia would probably fit into that. They their fans are very much into it, and they're not opposed to throwing stuff at you as you come out of the dressing room. And I think I'll go with the Mountaineer.
If/when they make the movie The Frank Beamer Story, who do you want to play the title character?
Oh, man. They'll have to figure that out. I'm not quite sure myself. I'd have to give that a little thought.
Well, see, Coach, that's where you say Brad Pitt. That's where you say Brad Pitt, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now, see, if I'd been quick on my feet, that's what I said right away. Brad Pitt.
All right, if you were the czar of college football, what rule would you change? What's the one rule you think needs changed most?
Oh, I think they have eased up on this rule of hitting contact with your head and so forth. I think we got a little carried away, and maybe that thing was called a little too much, too often. But, you know, I'm all for the safety in the game, too, so I'd have to give that a little thought also.
And in your historic success in Blacksburg, you became a really hot commodity. What was the one head coaching job offer that tempted you to leave the most?
Well, it was North Carolina. I actually took the job, and when I got time to leave, I couldn't leave Blacksburg and Virginia Tech. I had too much going on there. So, but I always thought North Carolina was a great school and a great job and to recruit well. And that's one of the things I'm really sorry about is I told them I was coming and then backed out of it. And I'm not a guy that, you know, my word is good, and that was one time it wasn't. So I was a little embarrassed about that.
Well, listen, Coach, we thank you so much for taking some time to join us here on Press Row. It is always great to talk to a legend, and we thank you for all that you did for Virginia Tech and for all that you've done for college football.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to make sure they have your show on downstairs.
Thank you, Coach.
That sounds great. Safe travels to Bristol and enjoy the game.
Thank y'all very much.
Absolutely. Former Virginia Tech coach Frank Beamer joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardys Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.